session number 23193, Reel 2.
Reel 2. You were saying about your next companion, bedside companion?
Yes. She married an Australian. We had an Australian airman on the station. And she went to Darwin in Australia. She was only 19. Not very wise in ways of housekeeping, I'm afraid.
Did you keep in touch with them?
No. We used to go to the to Lyndhurst, cycle down there for a very nice meal in one of the pubs. And we had her wedding reception there. She was married in Lyndhurst Parish Church, right opposite the pub.
Was she married in uniform?
Yes, we were all there in uniform.
Were you able to get sufficient rations for a cake? Or
no cake. No cake. No, just a meal in the pub. Very pleasant.
Were you able to keep in touch with your husband, future husband George?
Oh yes, we met. He was posted to St Morgan, and we used to meet in Exeter.
How did you get there?
On the train.
And the service was pretty efficient?
Not too bad. You just took it as it came, really, those days. If there was any bombing anywhere, or you just waited in the train till it was finished.
And
we had to get on with it.
Were you at Stonycombe when the end of the war came, VE Day?
Hmm?
Were you at Stonycombe on VE Day?
Yeah. No, I was in Exeter and met my future husband, and we were dancing in the streets. Oh, it was a lovely time. Such happiness. Everything was over. The war was over.
What happened immediately after that?
Oh, well, in November, I was demobbed.
And how did you feel about going back to City Street?
I hadn't the clue what to do, but I went back to Chiswick, as I'd kept my little bed sit on all this time. And then, of course, we got married and we lived down in Cornwall. Stayed down in Cornwall.
And how do you feel now, looking back on the war? How did you feel about having taken part in it?
Well, it was a great experience. I'm very pleased I was in the Air Force. It was a great experience to me, only having had civilian life. I made some very good friends and met some very nice people.
Do you have any regrets?
No.
And do you think the war changed you very much?
Yes. Made me grow up. Yes.
And how did you find civilian life when you returned to it?
Not easy. Nine years in furnished houses until we bought our present home.
And when you finished in the WAF, did you have any thought of staying on?
No. We were only signed on for 4 years, or DOPE, duration of present emergency, and we were demobbed at that.
And did you receive any pension for
no.
as a widow?
No.
As a widow?
Oh, widow. Yes, so the widow's pension, yes. From my first husband, yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.